This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When you read Genesis chapters 12 through 14, notice the repeated use of the word bless. In chapter 12, the word is found four times. In chapter 14, it's mentioned three times. The focus of these three chapters introduces you to living a blessed life. When you amplify this focus, you see first that God wanted to bless Abraham's life in order to make him a blessing. It's obvious in these chapters, Abraham was blessed in spite of being imperfect. He encouraged his wife to lie about their relationship so his own life would be saved when they went to Egypt. On the other hand, he was magnanimous towards Lot in determining where they would separately settle. He also went to battle, risking his own life and people to rescue Lot, his family, and possessions. Then, notice that Abraham built some altars to worship and praise God. At the end of chapter 14, he refuses to take anything in payment for rescuing Lot. He wanted God to receive the glory for his life of blessing. Building an outline from this information would come out as follows. The focus is blessed to be a blessing. Point one, blessed by God's choice. Two, blessed though undeserving. Three, blessed and humbly sharing. And four, blessed yet giving God the glory. Some practical applications might include, never forget we are blessed not because we deserve it, it's because of God's grace alone. We're blessed in order to share with others magnanimously. When blessed, we should give glory to the one who blessed us. Does this outline describe your life?